The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we have a Q&A. So there's been a lot of questions that have been sent in or have been asked in the office. So a couple of the things we'll talk about today. One is going to be a quick note on preconception. If you are in the phase of life that you are thinking that you are going to start preparing your family to grow bigger, some of the things from a male and female perspective that can be done. We're going to talk about, I've got a lot of questions about how to build immune system resiliency. So I'm going to give you some good actionable steps for there, as well as, you know, just some thought process about new year, new you. So if you've never listened to Maximize Your Life, my name is Dr. Leanne Schluter. You know, one of the awesome things is that in our office, what makes us so different is a couple of things. Number one, we do structural corrective adjustments. So what that means is that we actually look to restore and maintain normal spinal structure. And you might think, hey, that is what should happen when you get adjusted anyways. And it's not. An adjustment is meant to shift the bones back in alignment, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it helps correct the structure of your spine. For example, if you have pelvic rotation, someone might say, oh, you have a leg that's shorter or a leg that's longer. And anatomically, that is a possibility. But what I find more often than not is that there is some rotation to the pelvis. So it pulls the leg up so it looks shorter. And you can get adjusted your entire life. But if you're not necessarily working on derotating, normalizing the pelvis, then that's one aspect where you keep having a short leg. You get adjusted. They're like, looks good now, not short anymore. But then it pulls right back up the next time you come in. So someone who might be a victim, if you will, of that is someone who, if you're walking and you realize one pant leg wears more, or if you see like the bottom of your shoe, maybe the right heel always wears way more than your left, it's often a pelvic rotation problem that needs to be addressed. As well as we look at nutritional deficiencies, oxidative stress. When we look at this kind of big picture as a whole, the last thing I want to do is bit and piece someone together. It's what we do in the allopathic model, where we say, goodness, you have a stomach ache. Great. Let's do labs. Labs look good. Let's send you to a gastroenterologist. The GI doctor says, hey, I don't think it's this. It actually might be coming from your airways. You should see a pulmonologist. And the pulmonologist said, you know what? I actually think that this might be more of a liver issue. Let's send you to this doctor, right? And you just get to this point where you're like, none of them are talking. None of them are reviewing notes. And so we try to treat the body, if you will, as a sum of its parts and not actually looking at the body as a whole. And so that's always been very important to me, is that I want to look at an individual as a whole, not just the sum of its parts. So it's very different we go through in chiropractic school, we have one class for nutrition and vitamins, which is good. You learn a lot in that one class in chiropractic school. But that's where I have dove down a little bit further into functional medicine university, which has allowed me to go through a little bit more in like functionally how to look at lab work or functionally. Yeah. Oh, here's a great example. I was talking to a colleague today about thyroid. Now, granted, we don't ever treat thyroid, right? I don't treat organ systems. I don't diagnose. I don't treat organ systems. But what this course was that I was taking was the thyroid adrenal connection. So you have these people who are in this state of chronic fight or flight. And then all of a sudden we start to see thyroid numbers fluctuate. And so we're like, gosh, let's try to treat the thyroid. But because it's fluctuating, it's hard to treat. So they're like, just leave it. Let's check every 90 days or every 6 months to see how it's changing and shifting. But then all the while, if it's a secondary to GI health or adrenals, you know, of course, that's never going to necessarily resolve as much as it could or should how you, if you were addressing the body as a whole. So I just always think it's interesting when people say, oh, you're a chiropractor, but then people who have been in the office for a while or know us and they're like, yeah, but it's not like a regular chiropractor. And I'm like, oh, okay. We aren't, right? But that's why the results that we see are a little bit different as well. So anyways, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. But let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's health news.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health news now. One of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Maybe. Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's health in the news, another reason to get more sleep, and this one might surprise you. So sleep findings could revolutionize education, rehab, and cognitive training, says researchers. So they talk about good shut eye is critical for all sorts of reasons, but now there's new compelling research according to a study. An international team of scientists discovered an interesting incentive for getting 8 hours of sleep a night. Now, and this is, I track my sleep. I think I've shared that before in previous episodes that I have a ring that tracks my sleep data. And so where I feel like my sweet spot is 8 hours a night. But it's not as often as I'd like that I get that. So usually where I get is closer to like 6 hours and 45 minutes to seven. But this, after reading this, this is one I will continue to keep striving for. So they talk about the study that was led by the University of South Australia revealed that the coordination of two electrical events in the sleeping brain significantly improves its ability to remember new word and complex grammatical rules. So to explore the relationship between memory retention and sleep, researchers at the university asked 35 English-speaking adults to study mini pinyin. Could be saying that wrong. But it is a miniature language based on Mandarin. Mini pinyin's grammatical, maybe I didn't get enough sleep, grammatical rules are similar to English. The language contains 32 verbs, 27 nouns, SWNS reported, including 10 human entities, 10 animals, and 5 objects. Overall, the language had 576 unique sentences. Half of them learned the language in the morning and returned in the evening to have their memory tested. The other half learned mini pinyin in the evening, slept throughout the night, and had their memory tested in the morning. Researchers also tracked the brain activity of the second group during their sleep. Those who slept performed significantly better than those who remained awake, according to the findings which were published in the Journal of Neuroscience. lead researcher said sleep-based improvements were linked to the coupling of slow oscillations and sleep spindles, brainwave patterns that synchronize during your REM sleep. He also said the coupling likely reflected the transfer of learning information from the hippocampus to the cortex, enhancing long-term memory storage. Post-sleep neuronal activities, he said, also showed a unique pattern suggesting a strong link between sleep-induced brainwave coordination and learning patterns. So he's talking about how sleep does not just mean time to rest. It's also an active, transformative state of the brain. The research team said to plan to explore more how sleep and wake dynamics influence the learning of other complex cognitive tasks. Here's what's really interesting, too. This is not in this article, but what I had, it was a Health in the News. Gosh, it's probably over 10 years ago now, but it was so riveting. And I remember looking up the research article after I had heard about this, but they were talking about when you approach 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep, your brain actually shrinks. And what happens is it increases cerebral spinal fluid, the fluid that your brain is bathed in. And it helps almost rinse or wash off a lot of those like stagnant proteins that are in there. So they said, hey, for a lot of neurodegenerative diseases, sleep is very important because it helps clear all of that debris almost from the brain. They called it like a brain dumpster. And I thought that was so interesting to think. You would never once think about the size of your brain while you sleep. You would never once think about all of this information moving from one portion of the brain to the other while you sleep. And yet this is what happens in our body every single day. That's just the way that we were made. It happens. So more science finds out, we're like, oh my gosh. And you're like, it's been happening since the creation, Adam and Eve. So they talk more about carve out time for exercise and healthy eating habits as that it will help you relax and promote better sleep. So sleep is very important. I feel as if the last decade to decade and a half, we've kind of glorified before. I had a professor and he's like, I get 4 hours of sleep. I go to bed at 1:00. I get up at 4:30. And I remember thinking like, that can't be healthy and that's not sustainable, you know? And so I don't know where he's at now, but he's probably not learning new words or new languages. So there's that. Anyway, when we come back, if you're looking to grow your family, male and female, we'll talk preconception next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are answering questions. You have questions, we have answers. I always think it's great if you ever think about a topic or an aspect that has maybe not been covered, I would love to hear from you. Best way is you could always shoot a text message to the office, 317-893-2853, right? Just send it off. Or you could always email me directly at info@greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that's info@greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Sometimes we can make it into a Q&A show. Sometimes I have a full episode that I can do of it. So it just kind of depends on the question. Now, before we get into preconception, I do want to talk about this new year, new you. And I, first and foremost, It's not my favorite, right? Like, let me be honest, it's not my favorite. Do I get excited that people for a glimpse in time think, I'm going to put my health as a priority these next couple weeks? Yes, albeit I know it's like somewhat fleeting. I always, we're in our office shares a parking lot with a gym. And so it is very interesting to see the amount of cars the week before Christmas to the, you know, week after New Year's. It's wildly different. But that being said, listen, if someone's going to work out 10 times more than not at all, then I'll take it. Though that being said, here's my thought process with New Year, New You. The reason why we change our thought process on this is because of the fact that we have made poor choices for the last several months. Plural months, not days, not weeks, months. And here's what I'm saying. It starts with Halloween, right? Halloween comes and goes and we're like, maybe you don't eat that much candy, but maybe you get candy to pass out or your kids have candy and you might munch on a little bit of that. And there's leftovers and then comes into the Thanksgiving season. And, you know, we've got a couple Thanksgiving parties and we have candied yams, i.e. sweet potatoes with marshmallows and brown sugar. And we've got the cakes and the cupcakes and the dips and the crackers and the nogs and all the things, right? And then we have leftovers for a little bit. So the stuffing and the rolls and, you know, then we roll into the office Christmas parties and the friend Christmas parties and the Friendsgivings and the Christmas and all of that. And again, we've got cooking making batches where we do like thousands at a time. And if it was one cookie once, but, you know, now we're rolling on munching all the different ones and boxes of all the things, you know, and so it just gets to the point where we're like, gosh, the weather is starting to change. It's cold. The days are shorter. Now we're getting into like, quote, cold and flu season, which again, if you've ever listened, I truly believe is I'm eating terrible. I'm not exercising and I'm not seeing the sunshine season, which is why we're sick all the time. And so we are like, hey, January 1, I'm going to make this resolution. I'm going to whatever, go to the gym. I'm going to eat better. And I learned something this year. I learned it this year, something called Quitter's Day. I don't know if anyone's heard of that. I looked it up to see if it was a real thing because when I heard about it, I laughed a little bit. It's a second Friday in January. And the second Friday in January is officially coined Quitter's Day because on that day, 80% of people stop doing or have tapped out of their New Year's resolution. Second Friday in January. So I think that's interesting, right? But here's the thing. Number one, our why behind making those lifestyle changes are typically driven by poor decisions and not a big picture of health, right? Like you eat good for 10 days, you exercise for 6 days, you're going to feel a little bit better. But the big why has not been established. And that why is, hey, I want to start reversing my diabetes so I can lessen my likelihood of having Alzheimer's and dementia, right? Which is oftentimes looked at as type 3 diabetes now, so that people can remember, I can remember who these people are and my kids in the next 15 years, right? Or they say, hey, I want to start exercising because I know my blood pressure has been a little bit high and I know that could lead to a stroke in 5 or 10 years if I keep doing the same thing. So, hey, I'm going to make that change, you know? And then when push comes to shove and you're like, hey, the mornings are still cold. The mornings are still dark. The evenings when you get out of work, it's cold and dark. It's like 4 o'clock, you know, and it's like, okay, so now what? And you're like, it's fine. I'll just do it tomorrow, right? And we do this aspect where we just keep pushing off until tomorrow. And in reality, we get to that point where you're like, this is, you're just in with the quitters and you're like, it's fine. I'll just start a weight loss program when summer's closer and I have to, you know, be in a swimsuit at the pool. But there's not a why on why you're doing it. And when that why is simply just weight loss, or if that why is, you know, something that's aesthetic or not something that's truly meaningful, when it becomes hard, you quit. And that's where quitter days come in, right? No one's actually established why you're doing. But also, too, what I found is people don't necessarily have the right people, in their corner to help set realistic goals, right? Like we always have those SMART goals, right? They're specific, they're measurable, they're attainable, they're reasonable, and they're timely. I'm really proud of myself with that. Right. But like, that's what a smart goal is. They're like, I'm going to lose weight. And you're like, well, that's not measurable. Lose weight is very relative. And you're like, you want to lose what weight in what amount of time? Like, what does that look like? Like, how do we foresee that? And so I think just overall, when it comes down to it, when we put more of those in, new year, new you can happen at any time. It doesn't have to be, it could be just like new mindset, new health goals, new challenges, new expectations, new future casting, new you. There's all of those things. The new year is just a bandwagon for everyone to kind of onboard. But I think that at any point in time, if you really value your health and you make it a priority, that's what makes it real and sustainable and long term, not just at the beginning of the year. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So we are moving on to the next Q&A of preconception. Here's what's very interesting when we talk about preconception. Miscarriages are disheartening and disappointing, and I never wish that upon anyone. When I talk preconception, I think majority of the time when we talk about family planning, we think specifically about the woman and not the male. But when you look at what they're finding, and this is within the last probably couple years, that miscarriages are typically due to DNA fragmenting, which is linked back to the sperm, so through the male. So that's very important that it's female and male when it comes to proper preconception. Now, one of the first things that I nonchalantly, I probably could be more poised and smooth about this when I talk about it. But whenever couples get married, I'm like, hey, if you ever like, you know, now is a good time if it's like before to really start looking at it, or if they're going to get married and they immediately want to start their family, which is wonderful, right? Those are ones like before you get married, there are some things that you should do to help prepare your body, right? And there are ones that you can look at that's like, start exercising. And you're like, I do agree with that, only because they actually looked at IQs of babies whose moms worked out throughout pregnancy, and they actually found it was higher because of the increased oxygenation that happens with working out while pregnant, right? Because it increases oxygen. Now, that being said, it's not like you're going to not work out, become pregnant, and then start like a new marathon training or intense CrossFit games kind of style workout. You know what I mean? I did CrossFit quite a bit with my first pregnancy. I did general gym for a second, and then I did functional training for my third. Anyways, and I think I worked out, this is not preconception, this is actually babies, but I think I worked out up until 38 weeks with my first. I did over 40 with my second, and then I tagged out at like 35 with my third. There's a lot of kids to take care of while moving. Anyways, so the first thing that I will tell moms is that, you know, our bodies unfortunately are fortunate and unfortunate. We are fortunate enough that our bodies have the mechanism to filter out toxins. Though that being said, not all of the toxins are filtered out. So the unfortunate aspect of that is that we often will hold our toxicity internally unless we're actively working to get rid of that toxicity, right? It's like a bucket. And I was really, what came to light on something that I had already known, and this was before I had had children, was that I had a colleague, and she had a niece who at about 9 years old was getting dizzy and falling, and went in for a bunch of scans and found out that she had a glioblastoma, which is a brain tumor. And so I think just with any sort of diagnosis, the thought process is always like, why? But why? What caused it? Why? And I think that's part of human nature, fairly enough. And so they went in and did some heavy metal toxicity, and they found that she had had very high levels of heavy metal, and they had traced those heavy metals back to mom's amalgam fillings during pregnancy. And You know, that's why oftentimes, like, they won't remove amalgam fillings during pregnancy because of the metal toxicity. But often if you have off-gassing or dental appointments while pregnant, that can, it heats it up and you'll see a lot of increase in that. So just like that aspect when we're like, detoxing is great. So I think figuring out how to best detox. Now, for me personally, this is one that I recommend to male and female in the office, is our detox system. So the detox system, you can go, you can come into the office, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. I mean, just kidding. That's our website. You can go to our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Or you could stop into the office, also known as Greenwood Family Chiropractic. But we're located at the corner of 135 in Fairview. You don't have to be a patient to buy supplements. My team is wonderful. So if you just pop in and say, hey, I just want to get the detox system, can you show me where it's at? My team would say, wonderful, so nice to meet you. Come on over this way, right? So you don't have to be terrified and shy. But it's multi-system parts. Here's why. One of them that I think is the most important is the binder. That binder is activated charcoal. Now, the other like amino acids, magnesium, psyllium husk, was to actually help be safe to bind to those toxins to excrete them. Activated charcoal, but looking at a binder of some sort, I think is very important because that's what's going to help start pulling those toxins out. So those are ones, like if you know it's over the next year, you could always start now. But I do always think that I did, I think with my first, I had done a 3 or 4 day bone marrow broth cleanse, like a fasting cleanse where you only have bone marrow broth, because I knew it was great for gut healing. Kids being pregnant, hormones is awful for GI health. There's a lot of, well, not a lot, but there's info out about leaky gut following pregnancy. So you just look at kind of the overall health aspect. A binder is really important to get out those toxins. The other aspect of the detox system that I think is great is that the morning blend has superoxide dismutase, which helps fight off abnormal cells. It has all the precursors for the amino acids for glutathione, so glutamine, glycine, and cysteine. It has chlorella, it has spirulina, which are heavy metal binders. So it's an aspect of just helping clean out our cells, because what we ideally want is because while you're pregnant, you can do no detox. While you're nursing, you can do no detox. So if you're an individual who chooses to be gets pregnant and chooses to nurse, I mean, that could be anywhere from a year to 2 years, or, you know. So there's nothing you can do in terms of your body. So that's one where, like, for me, some of my kids were closer in age than others. But as soon as I was done nursing, I'm like, done. I'm going to do a detox, because I know that that's time that the body's toxicity load has built. So if that's one where we can, like, open up the detox channels, clean out those toxic reservoirs, the less transfer from mom to baby. You will ask the typical allopathic doctor, and they will say, nope, everything is safe because you have the placenta. And that is true to a certain point. But there's a reason why in infancy, the number one killer of infants is blood cancers, right? It's because we're putting everything topically, things they've been exposed to in utero. So anytime you can just lessen that amount, I think it's just really, really a great thing that we can do for our bodies and then for our kids too. The other aspect that I'm going to talk about is what supplementation to take, male and female. I'll tell you more about that next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins.
Oh, I know there's gonna be some Friday. Oh, I swear there's got questions, we've got answers. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we've got a Q&A show. Talked about the problem with the mindset between, well, going through New Year, New You. We're going to wrap up some preconception, what everyone should do, male and female, if you're looking to grow your family as a start or if this is a multiple. But then two actionable steps to build an immune system that is resilient. Now, let's talk about some preconception. This is for males and females, though specific to each one for different reasons. I do firmly believe that movement is an important aspect. One of the things that I always think about from a preconception standpoint is like, how do we make this system where there's not chaos going around enough that a little embryo isn't like, hey, I want to like nestle in and make this my home. Like your body has to be like that. So I always think about one of the things that's so important is like looking at acidity levels. You know, you can look at urine acidity. There's dipsticks that you can get. They typically look at it on lab work. Not everyone's having lab work done regularly, but even in an annual, you can look. It should be 7.0. That's neutral acidity. That's neutral pH, I should say. That's neutral pH. Numbers that are lower than 7 to 7.5 are more acidic. Numbers that are higher are more alkaline or more basic. You're typically not going to see urine that's 8. 7.5 is really high for urine, 7 to 7.5. But for every full number you are lower than 7.5, it means acidity-wise is a tenfold increase. You know, so if you're looking at your urine, it's a 5.5, your body's really acidic. And so again, when we talk about this like little embryo that wants to find a home, it's not going to want to stay into a place that's really acidic. And so those are ones like, how do we make our body more neutral? Number one is that from a male and female standpoint is that you have to stay hydrated. I think that it's not going to cure everything, but from a hydration level, why it's so important is because cell cycles need to function. In order for cell cycles to function, there needs to be hydration with that. And that hydration is water. I mean, I feel like obviously the male and female we could say is like, stop smoking. You're like, yep. Lots of fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are very neutralizing to the body. But oxygen itself, I mean, you've got to think. Movement moves blood. Blood is what carries oxygen and nutrients to tissues. And so anytime you can increase blood flow, but two, they actually looked at from like a men aspect, regular exercise can help boost testosterone levels, which improves semen quality. But two, they actually found that high intensity exercise, so more of like high intensity interval training, like the HIIT stuff that we say is a good idea and do in the office, actually found that it has a greater impact on semen quality. So being active, I think one of the things, and here's another like new year, new you, is that more so than anything, choose something that you enjoy. Like if someone told me I had to stretch for an hour, like I know there's different places that do that and that's awesome. But I just like my workout of choice is hard, fast, HIIT style, functional. I want to walk around like a baby T-Rex because my arms are so sore from the muscles. My legs are quivering. I can barely wash my hair. I want it to be 45 minutes or less, and I want to build muscle strength while I do it. That's what I want to do. So like holding. There's so much good stuff about yoga. People love yoga. Yoga's so, and there's so many benefits of yoga. I struggle with yoga because it's slow and my brain likes to be fast. And the people that like yoga tell me all the time, that's why you need yoga. And I understand. Every pregnancy I had, I'm like, this pregnancy I'm doing prenatal yoga. And every pregnancy, then I had the baby and I wasn't pregnant anymore. So, whoops. Find something that you like. That might be walking. That might be, you know, lifting. It might be Pilates, right? Like, it just find something that you like and do more of that. Another one too, when we look at men, you should be taking a multivitamin. Now, that multivitamin should not be from the drugstore, because a lot of the times that stuff is all synthetic, but getting enough vitamin D, and if your preconception time is in the spring, summer, or early fall, go outside. There is very much a link between low vitamin D and low testosterone. So that obviously could affect male fertility. They found specifically that vitamin D plays a role in testicular and prostate function, which I think is wonderful. You get it from the sun. So same thing for women. For women specifically, my recommendation is a good prenatal, an omega, and vitamin D. You can add in like magnesium too if you want to, but those are ones. The multivitamin, I'm so jealous. Full-fledged jealous. Max Living. So my office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, you can order all of this online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. There's a full spectrum prenatal. And why I love it is because they have all of the things that you need for baseline. Oftentimes we need a little bit more. So there is vitamin D in there. I believe it's 2,000 IUs that are in there. Everything in there is methylated. So men and female alike, preconception, your B vitamins need to be methylated. The easiest way I have found for people to look at this is if you go home and you look at your multivitamin, if you look at the B12, it should say methylcobalamin. Cobalamin is B12. Methylcobalamin means it's broken down. It's ready for your body to absorb. Cyanocobalamin is what's in the synthetic form. That's also folic acid. Folic acid is synthetic. So I always recommend my moms to get folate. Methyl tetrahydrofolate. Now, that being said, reason being is that if someone has, for example, MTHFR, which is a genetic snippet, it's a whole long show, not for today, but this is one where your body needs more B9 or folate. Now, that being said, if an individual is taking folic acid, they don't have the ability to absorb it. This is one where I see a mom that comes in and she says, my baby has a cleft palate. I don't know how this happened. I was taking a prenatal. And more oftentimes than not, what I think likely happened was that it was, you know, some like standard full spectrum, what's it called? Like the Centrum, right? Like Centrum or whatever kind of brand that they look at. They found it at a box store of some sort, grocery store. It looked the cheapest and they got that one. And it had folic acid in it, and that's what their doctor told him. So great. But folate is how you actually gives you the opportunity to absorb it. And so a lot of those B vitamins are needed for neural connections. Now, this is one, oftentimes those reservoirs of vitamins, if you will, need to be filled before this happens. So you find out you're pregnant and then you start taking prenatals. The recommendation would be taking it at least 30 to 60 days beforehand. Because when you look at like neural tube development, all of that happens utilizing those B vitamins. So it's so, so, so incredibly important. As well, the one that you can get the full spectrum prenatal from Pure Path, Max Living. Again, you can just go onto our website at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. It has choline, for example. Choline is vital for brain development. One of the things that I really like in here too is that they actually have DHA, which is omega-3, and it has a regenerative organic fruits and vegetable blend, blueberry, beets, cranberry, spinach, ginger, carrots and apples. It has prenatal probiotics, so a couple strands that help with all the massive GI. It has boron that helps for, it's a nutrient that's vital in bone development. DHA is so important because a lot of A, D, E, and K are fat-soluble vitamins. So it being in there allows for those vitamins to absorb better. But then secondarily, it's also needed and is essential for brain health, cardiovascular health, development of brain, eyes, and nervous system for the baby. So those are ones, if you don't want to get three of them, that would still at least give you some vitamin D, some omegas. Just I personally, and I did take personally more than that for that reason. Brain development is incredibly important. It happens in utero. There's calcium that's in there for bone and teeth development for baby. So just magnesium, it's needed for 300 different biochemical reactions like nerve, muscle function, energy production. So just that, it's so important to ensure that you've got a good quality. I will say this. There is a zinc for immune system. There's a woman, like her handle or whatever is called Lead Safe Mama, LEAD, lead. And she has a son who was damaged from lead poisoning. And so, of course, her belief is that no levels of lead are safe. And so she's been on this, she goes through a third party and gets products tested, right? She pulls them off the shelf and gets them tested. So consumer products, just like you and I, and she's been going through prenatals, and I am aghast at the amount of heavy metals that are in these prenatal vitamins. So it's something to look at if you are on there. Full spectrum prenatals through Pure Path. They're all regenerative organic. So now for men, just a multivitamin. There's no men's prenatals, just a multivitamin, just a regular multivitamin. So like for our men's multivitamin, it has tribulus in it. Tribulus is a vine, and it's a medicinal herb that's used to help with male fertility. So they found that it helps increase motility and fertility as a test tube study in 2016. And then zinc, because zinc is a really important one for motility of sperm, increased amount, as well as increasing the quality. So zinc, you'll find it a lot in shellfish, right? Like it's in the highest amounts in oysters. I've said before, I think it's kind of cool that when we come up with these things. But the highest source of zinc is oysters. Zinc has been associated with increasing testosterone, which is why oysters are known as this like aphrodisiac, right? Like because it with the testosterone. But anyways, I just thought it was really interesting. So those from there. So I would say for men, ensuring they're at least taking from a minimum male and female a prenatal, and men a good quality multivitamin. Women, I still think in most prenatals, like you're only going to fit so much in there that you need more. Vitamin D, they've actually found that idiopathic scoliosis in utero can actually be linked to a low vitamin D in mom while she's pregnant. So I thought that was incredibly interesting. But it makes sense with bone development, right? But then too, the omegas for the brain development is always really important as well. So just some good preconception tips. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Now, today we're also talking about how to build a resilient immune system. I've gotten this a lot. Number one is you got to get enough sleep. Sleep and immunity are so closely tied together. And as we go through the holidays, there's actually a study that was done They looked at 164 healthy adults who slept fewer than 6 hours each night were more likely to catch a cold than those who slept six or more each night. So from a natural immunity and natural resistance standpoint, adults should aim for 7 to 8 hours, teens 8 to 10. Younger kids and infants up to their 14 hours. That's a research study. 14 means if I put my kids down at 8 p.m., they would sleep until 10 a.m. Yeah, right. But they do need like a lot of sleep, but 14 is a bit excessive. I would say they probably sleep 12, maybe 13, depending on how tired they are, growth spurt, but 14. Goodness gracious. Eat whole foods, right? This is such a big deal because when you're talking about whole foods, like whole plants, a lot of chronic inflammation is linked to a lot of like neurodegenerative, but more so than anything, so much of your immune system, your gut microbiota, deals with your immunity. And so what happens is the actual real fiber in plant foods, not Metamucil, not fiber powder, like real fiber, God-made fiber in plants help feed and seed your gut microbiome, which is important because so much of that is can improve your immunity. And then it also keeps harmful pathogens from entering your body through your digestive tract. So whole foods and more healthy fats. Olive oil is highly anti-inflammatory, but helps with just decreasing inflammation. Now here's from a, I know that manage stress. Stress depletes your immune system. Ooh, anytime someone comes in and they say, I have shingles, the first thing I'll ask is, what happened? They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, death, divorce, loss of job. All of those play such a role in that, but stress depletes your immune system. So stress less. But if you can't, right? Like, oh, what was it? I had a patient whose husband had something, some sort of procedure in the hospital. Ooh, an abdominal aortic aneurysm. Had not ruptured. So they were in the hospital for a couple of days, and I'm like, hey, it's already super stressful. You're going to be in the hospital. I'm like, you need to take higher levels of C, D, and zinc. C, I think, is a great one. What I tend to stay away from is just ascorbic acid. There should be multiple sources of C in order for you. Like, for example, they looked at 11,000 people taking 1 to 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C per day, reduced the duration of a cold by 8% in adults and 14% for kids. So, like, we have a ultra potent C powder that I think it's like 2,500 milligrams in a powder form. And I'm just like, let's go. My kids get it. They think it's special orange drink. Like, it kind of tastes like, what's Tang? It reminds me of Tang. If you guys are millennials, it reminds me of Tang. Vitamin D, right? This is where the allopathic looks a little bit different. We suggest vitamin D to be closer to 70 to 80, where they think anything over 30 is appropriate. I disagree with that. And then zinc has literally been known to denature the RNA inside of a virus. So supplementing with more than 75 milligrams of zinc per day reduced the duration of a cold by 33%. Zinc is not something you need to take every day. Obviously, there's elderberry, echinacea, garlic. I always go to Prime IV when I feel like I'm getting something. They just this week gave me vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, magnesium, methylated B complex. And so it just helps me kick whatever crud I have in my chest way sooner than I would have just taking oral vitamins. So PrimeIVGreenwood.com, their immunity drip is amazing. So just building immune system functions. Resiliency to all. So come on in, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.